Time now to talk with Jim Rudloff, who was taking the Marblehead Magicians to the Division III Super Bowl today against North Attleboro. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be here.
Jim, you know, we talked in a little pregame warm-up here about the stress of the schedule, that when teams get this far, the kids, the coaches, the parents, and everybody else has to go through, and it's taken its toll. But I hope that at some point we can go back and reflect on the Swampscott Marblehead Thanksgiving Day game for all of its own meaning. But what I want to do is ask you about how important was that game as a tune-up for the Super Bowl against North Attleboro. And I say that having talked with Ed Blum up in North Reading. And he said that they went full tilt boogie against Linfield. They didn't hold anything out. And I know that Bob Serino said the same thing. He's taken his Swampscott Big Blue to the Division V Super Bowl, actually as we record this on Wednesday. How important was that game, Jim, in terms of the Super Bowl? And how do you reflect on that, and how do you put that in perspective?
It's extremely important, and I think, as you pointed out with the other coaches, you know, I think going, you can't ever ask your kids to do something less than at full speed, when it comes to a game. I think it's, you know, really hard to do, and puts them in a bad position, because you're never asking them to do that in a practice or in anything else. So it's, I think, the easiest thing to do, and there were a lot of questions around that. What's Swampscott going to do? What are we going to do? We're both going to a Super Bowl. And I think for both of us, number one, the competitive part of Marblehead Swampscott, neither one of us wanted to lose that game. But both being undefeated, we were also going for the NEC crown. You're going to be undefeated. There were so many different things in there. And so it made the decision very easy. But, you know, it pains me to say this, but Swampscott has some of the toughest kids, a school that small, with that few players on the sidelines, should not be beating the teams that they're beating. And in the past, Swampscott's gotten some criticism for beating, you know, much smaller teams. You know, I think one year they played Amesbury twice, and Amesbury is a great program, but Swampscott's in the Northeast Conference. They're playing Division II and Division III teams regularly, and so this year, you know, the step up that Swampscott took, and they beat the rats out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they really earned the reputation as being one of the toughest teams. So you go into a Thanksgiving Day game, you got a quarterback with a broken arm, you've got a tailback with a bad back, and yet I wouldn't want to get in a street fight with any of them, you know. And so for our kids, we gain the benefit of being able to say, from what I understand, North Attleboro is a really tough-talking, hard-hitting, you know, punch-in-the-face type of team. Well, we just did that. We just did that a week ago. We've had that. We've seen that. And there's a couple kids on that team that no one's going to smack talk better than in North Attleboro. And no one's going to give you lip and a punch in the face. And I mean that in a good way, the way that Swampscott will. Swampscott is a tough team, and so I feel really good that helped our guys get ready. We didn't play great, but we played against a tough team, and we battled through it, and we got a W. So that part I feel great about.
Yeah, and again, hopefully in the future we can reflect on the greatness of that game. Mike Lynch called it the best game in the history of the series between Swampscott and Marblehead, and everybody's still talking about that. But we have to get to the task at hand, Jim. And what's it like preparing for your third game in about 12 days? You know, and this is the D3 Super Bowl against, as you said, a big tough team. So what's it been like the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's you try to keep things as normal as possible. You know, we try to do the same, keep the same schedule, lift on the days we lift, film on the days that we film, a couple of Zoom calls thrown in there. You don't want to add too much. You don't want to make your practices longer, shorter. You just want to get everything in that you would normally get from any other game, but at the same time, make sure the kids understand the importance of what you're trying to do. So, you know, today and yesterday were really about crossing the T's, dotting the I's, making sure those last little details are in there. And of course, as a coach, you feel like there's still a bunch of things that you missed. But, you know, it's a fun week because you've got everyone's attention. The kids don't maybe understand when they get to Gillette how big things get, but they understand how important the game is to the town and to the team.
Absolutely. Well, I've linked to CBS Boston, whatever it is. They're the ones showing the Super Bowl online, and we've got North Reading up there right now. But you guys play at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. And listening to Phil Stacey and the boys at the Salem News on the Salem News Sports Podcast on MSO News Sports, Phil was talking about the size of their offensive line. So, what do you see as a scouting report from this team?
So North Attleboro is a little bit bigger than us. They've got some tall players. You know, there's a lot of kids. Number 25, one of their captains, reminds me a lot of Connor Cronin. I think they have a very similar game. But he's about 2 inches taller and 15 pounds heavier. And that's kind of, when we say size advantage, that's really about it. I mean, our guys battled last year against Masco, and I think their line averaged 290. This year we played Westfield, and Westfield had the biggest line I've ever seen on a high school football team. Mm-hmm. So our guys have battled against bigger linemen. Our offensive line averages maybe 205 pounds. I think we have one 230-pounder and a couple of 885-pounders. So we're not big, obviously, but we've got good fight in us, those kids. And more than anything else, our offensive line coach is just a gift from God. He's an excellent person, an excellent math teacher, but a phenomenal high school football line coach. He knows how to get what needs to be gotten across to a high school kid. So he could coach in college too. That's not my point, but he does a really good job of getting a high school kid ready to play a football game on offensive line. And he's kind of our secret weapon. And North Attleboro's got very talented guys. The difference is they've got real athletes playing on the line. So they're not only big kids, but they're very, very athletic. Only two seniors or two returning starters on their offensive line. The rest of the kids were all first-time starters this year. But they've obviously been very effective. It's probably the best running attack in Division III. And that's really 75% of their game is running. They suck the safeties up, and then they'll throw it over your head. So most of their touches are big plays, or their passes are big plays. They don't try to nibble away at you at all, but they really pound the run game.
All right, finally, Coach, the reception from Marblehead fans this week, because one of the things that's very difficult to do was when you're picked to be good, you're the target, and you guys have been more than good for the entire season. It's been spectacular. The whole Northeastern Conference, the whole North Shore has been looking at you guys. And what's it like in town, and everybody getting ready to go to this game?
It's funny. It has been different than in years past. In 2009, obviously, was our first time ever going, and it really felt like the whole town, elementary schools, junior high schools, you really kind of felt it in the whole town. I think COVID has tempered that a little bit. I think people are a lot more, still a little bit isolated and not as effusively going out and celebrating things. So it's not that it's for any reason, people aren't as excited, but you see that it's very much more compartmentalized to the high school.
Okay.
And I think a lot of that is the fact that we're playing at 3 o'clock afternoon on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's tough.
We can't give the entire school system a half day or the day off. We can't wave a magic wand and give all those parents the day off.
Right.
So it's really kind of, put everyone in a tough situation. It's too bad we can't figure out a way with Harvard or BC to have a little bit in Holy Cross, more regional Super Bowls that are a little bit more accessible to everyone, and so that it will always be guaranteed to be on a Friday night or a weekend or whatever. But trying to put all the Super Bowls on one day, that doesn't really work out great either. But, what happened this year is unfortunate, and it definitely is going to bite into the fans that are at the field. But, I don't think it'll affect the play on the field. But you don't have the live TV broadcast, and you certainly can't get there's a massive shortage with being able to get buses and bus drivers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And our game's at 3 o'clock. So every school system's buses need to be servicing their school district. So we can't borrow a bus from another town, or we can't use our own buses.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. So in terms of the excitement, everyone certainly is excited for us. But unfortunately, I think a lot of people feel hamstrung that they can't go to the game.
All right, again, we're going to have the link to CBSLocal.com. They're broadcasting the Super Bowl games. They'll have your game on. Streaming live at 3 o'clock on Wednesday against North Attleboro. And we have the link here, but you can go right to CBSBoston.com. And, Coach, I want to talk next week a little bit more in depth and at length when maybe you and the boys have gotten some rest.
Yeah, no, that sounds great, Rick. And also, just to let everyone know, the game is also going to be live-streamed on Patriots.com also. I was watching some of the middle game earlier on it, and it was fantastic. I would be thrilled to be on that. They do a really nice job. And I'm sure it's the same feed that's on CBS, but Patriots.com.
All right.
We'll have the game too as well.
Good. I'll put the link up there also. Coach, best of luck on Wednesday, and we'll talk again. Be well. Stay safe. That's Jim Rudloff, who was the Marblehead High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.